The IGUSASA Student Financial Aid Program was launched in 2017. Its aim is to assist young students who qualify for university academically but are too poor to afford to pay for university fees but not poor enough to qualify for government funding, also known as people who are the missing middle. The fund has managed to assist hundreds of students since its establishment, and it's raised its excitement about the fact that the BBBE codes of good practice have been revised to enable companies to be better incentivized to assist in the area of education funding. Well, to tell us more about the Student Financial Aid Program and how more could be done to help materialize the hopes of the missing middle, I'm joined on the line by Sizwe Ngasana. He's chairman of the IGUSASA Student Financial Aid Program. Thanks very much, Mr. Ngasana, for joining us on the show. The IGUSASA Student Financial Aid Fund was launched with view to aiding young people looking to study at university but who are described as being part of the missing middle. This is a great innovation for these young people. How does the fund assist these students, and what are the criteria to qualify?
So the criteria to qualify for financial assistance for IGUSASA Student Financial Aid Program is that, you know, students must come from families that earn between 350,000 joint household income to 600,000. Because NASFAS covers students who come from families that earn between zero and 350,000.
Hmm.
So that's the first thing. But, you know, for ISFAP, IGUSASA, the main thing is that this is not just about financial aid. It is about making sure that, one, we are attracting young people and directing them to occupations in high demand. In other words, do degrees that have high demand and skills.
Yes.
And secondly, that when they are in the program, they are supported to ensure that they succeed, they pass, they graduate, and they find employment.
Mm.
How do we do that? We, in addition to financial aid, a student who is funded and supported has to, you know, almost participate in a program which includes additional academic support,
yes,
life skill support, psychosocial support, and work with the universities, you know, that are now, you know, ISFAP partner or IGUSASA partner universities to ensure that these students do pass.
Mm.
So it's unlike a lot of other programs where people are parachuted from outside. So we work with the universities where we pay for program managers that work with the students, make sure that if they need additional academic support, it's very structured and sustainable. If they need accommodation or anything like that, we will work with the university to make sure that all of those things happen.
That's excellent.
And what the student has to do is make sure that they do their work.
So, Mr. Ngasana, since its inception a couple of years back, what sort of progress have you made in terms of the number of people you've been able to assist?
So this is our third year of operation. We started in 2017. And we started in 2017 at 7 universities. We're now at 11 universities, so we're not at all universities yet. I can count the universities in which we're involved. They include, you know, the University of Venda, Tshwane University of Technology, University of Pretoria, UJ, or University of Johannesburg, Wits, Walter Sisulu University, UKZN, and UCT,
mm.
and Nelson Mandela University. So the students must be doing, you know, as I said, occupations in high demand. So we fund medical doctors, engineers, actuaries, accountants, data scientists, and so on. So
yes,
those are sort of the, you know, the skills that we'd, you know, support. And IGUSASA is founded by organized business. So we have Business Leadership South Africa, the Association of Savings and Investments, AFISA, which includes all the big insurance companies, the Banking Association, the South Korean Institute of Chartered Accountants, and the First Rand Foundation. So, you know, clearly you have employers, especially the big employers on the other side that are, you know, funding all of this.
Yes.
Right now we fund about 1,700 students at these 11 universities. And the success rate has really been amazing, considering that these are degrees that have very high failure rate. Just over the 2 years, the average pass rate has been around 91-92%. Which is more than double of what it would typically be for those students, especially those that come from, you know, the missing middle backgrounds or the poor or working class backgrounds.
Yeah, but obviously in qualifying for your assistance, these young people are obviously academically brilliant already.
Yes, they are. They have to have been accepted into those degrees or programs. But as we all know, the fact that a student has got straight A's or has passed really well at high school, it does not necessarily mean they're going to pass in those degrees, because very often they are underprepared for what they are going to meet or come across or deal with at university. So that's why I say we use the same benchmarks, because if you take the very same students that are in those faculties, typically the pass rates would be somewhere well below 50%, you know, in the first or second year of study, or even the graduation period would be much, much longer, because they take much longer to complete.
Yes. So in terms of going forward, I mean, if you are managing to churn out such successful, talented young people, is there more room for growth? Are you courting more corporates to get involved?
Yes. One of the things that's happened recently is that the government has passed revised broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Code, where companies can now contribute up to 2.5% of their payroll, which is quite significant, towards bursaries in exchange for additional BE points. And so we're calling on, you know, employers essentially to come on board, especially because they can then increase or improve their BE status in exchange for funding young people to produce the skills that the economy in the country needs.
Yes.
So there's a huge opportunity. So code 300 of the generic codes is now just promulgated or passed and gazetted. And that's why, you know, we hope to be able to expand IGUSASA to all 26 public universities in the country that can cover and support a lot more students going forward.
Yeah. We know that you're very passionate about education. I mean, you were once a teacher and all of that before you got into the corporate world.
Well, I'm a teacher right now.
And you're a teacher now. Yes. Thanks for correcting me. And then, but I just wanted your views, you know, given your wealth of experience and having been on, you know, been all over the place in corporate, in academia and so on. What's your thoughts around government's approach to trying to boost the education system, because our educational outcomes really just leave a lot to be desired currently?
There are a number of initiatives, you know, one that I'm involved in, which is particularly supporting the Department of Basic Education, is the National Education Collaboration Trust. So we're working with the Department of Basic Education, for instance, to implement the new three-stream curriculum to help them with the migration of early childhood development from the Department of Social Development to DBE, looking at the 21st century learning and teaching models that should really prepare our young people for the fourth industrial revolution. So that is already taking place. And, you know, the president at SONA last week spoke about the National Reading Coalition, or the reading culture that needs to be improved in the country.
Yes.
So through the NECT, the National Education Collaboration Trust, we are now working on that program to support the Department of Basic Education. So there's a number of things that are happening in the country that are really positive. Obviously, we need to take a long-term view in terms of how these things are going to bear fruit.
Yes.
In terms of improvement of results and our performance as a country in education.
That was Sizwe Ncasana. He's chairman of the IGUSASA Student Financial Aid Program.